Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Come on! Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to our monthly book club, and welcome our author, the strong and powerful Dr. Gregory Scott Brown. Dr. Brown, are you ready to do this?
Yes, let's do it. Thank you so much for having me, George. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Dr. Brown is a board-certified psychiatrist. He's a mental health writer. He's the author of The Self-Healing Mind. Dr. Brown, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
So I'm a psychiatrist. I'm based in Texas. Over the past several years, I've also done a lot of work outside of the clinical setting. I'm a writer for Men's Health magazine. I'm active on social media as far as promoting a positive message about mental health and wellness. And I'm also someone who has a personal history overcoming depression. That's really what got me interested in mental health to begin with. I think a lot of people don't talk enough about mental health, especially men. And so that's a group that I've really tried to focus on in sharing my own personal story and to encourage others to not only get professional mental health care, but to realize that it's okay to pay attention to their mental health with self-care strategies that we all have access to.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I told you as we were getting started that the numbers are, it's a crisis, that suicide is the second leading cause for men in their 20s and 30s and the third leading cause of death in the United States for men in their, I think, 40s or 50s. It's crazy.
Right. I mean, and you have to realize, so, you know, I just happened to watch Roadrunner last night, the film about Anthony Bourdain, who was one of my heroes, someone I, you know, obviously never had an opportunity to sit down and speak with. I mean, he's someone who died by suicide, tragically, but so many men share that type of story. You know, they're struggling for such a long time, having trouble really connecting with a therapist, getting professional mental health care. And I think that conversations like the one that we're having right now, these little conversations, 20-minute conversations that, you know, people can share with their friends and their family members and their loved ones, can really go a long way. And in some cases, George, they can even save a life.
Yeah, I imagine that's 1,000% true. So with the book and with these conversations, clearly raising awareness and breaking down the stigma of mental health, and for men talking about mental health, and as Black man talking about mental health and the struggles that you've gone through, that's immensely valuable. So I'd like to talk about that. And then I'd also like to talk about what the book is, it's not prescribing, but perhaps laying out. So I'd like to talk about why don't we start with that? Tell us about the actual book.
So the book is called The Self-Healing Mind, and what it really is intended to do is introduce a self-care playbook. And it's not for mental health, and it's not only intended to be a book for men. You know, I think that it's important to note that men, women, young people, old people of any racial, ethnic background can benefit from its positive message. And so I introduced five essential pillars of self-care: sleep, spirituality, nutrition, breath work, and movement. And you have to consider that these are things that we all have access to, and they don't cost anything. The reason why evidence-based self-care for mental health is important is because so many people who would potentially benefit from professional mental health care, like seeing a psychiatrist like me or a therapist, just don't have access to that type of treatment, or barriers like stigma will prevent them from getting plugged in to that type of treatment. And so, you know, self-care is a good place to start, paying attention to your mental health. And people reading the book might realize that when they start with self-care, then they might then, you know, one day realize, okay, maybe it's time for me to go and see a professional mental healthcare specialist. So, you know, self-care is something that each of us has access to, and I think it's a good place to start.
Yeah. Yeah. The available interventions for mental health is massive, right? So there's so many different ways to so many different afflictions that we can suffer from, and then so many different ways to treat it. But if I don't have the money or the awareness or the time, or I'm just not going to go and do that because of my mindset, there are these five things that are free that anybody can be doing that can help to improve it. It might not alleviate it. Everybody's unique, but these are 100% worth doing.
And I think it's important to note as well, you know, even if you are seeing a professional, you know, mental health care specialist, a mental health care professional, you know, oftentimes in a clinical setting, two main things are addressed, or two main avenues. You have medications, which are totally evidence-based. I prescribe medications every week. I support them. You also have psychotherapies, right? But oftentimes the missing piece of the puzzle is that self-care element. And I think especially in modern times, people tend to kind of sweep self-care under the rug. You know, they consider it to be either this elitist sport, or it's the massages or the bubble baths or things that people really don't have time to do, or they don't really feel like it's part of an evidence-based treatment. There have been so many studies that have supported that moving our body can help with depression. It can help with anxiety, that getting quality sleep can do the same. When it comes to breath work, we each take between 20 and 30,000 breaths every single day. And breath is one of the most underutilized forms of medicine. And so what I outline in the book is not necessarily this idea of, hey, when you're anxious, just breathe. Or, you know, if you're depressed, just get better sleep. I mean, that's so easy to say. The thing is, we have to know how to manipulate our breath in a way that is consistent with evidence and works. You know, what are specific strategies that we can utilize that help us improve, not necessarily our sleep quantity, but our sleep quality? What are the types of foods that we can put on our plate that have been consistently shown to not only reduce inflammation, but to help with mental health? Those are some of the things that I outline in the book that I think are, you know, going to be made accessible to anyone who reads it.
I love it. And so many things in life I intellectually understand, right? But to actually put it into practice and then to close that gap between what I know to be true and what I actually do. So having a playbook, and I imagine step by step, here's how you get started, because I can't go from, man, I get 4 hours of sleep a night and I'm restless and I wake up feeling like crap, to, oh, I get 8 hours of sleep. It's awesome, right? I need to be able to actually access this, and it needs to actually be usable.
Right. And these are things, you know, I think, and I come at this from, you know, as a psychiatrist, right? I mean, you have so many people, which I think is great. So many people in the world are talking about mental health. They're advocating for it. They're giving advice, but they've never worked with a patient, right? And, you know, they don't necessarily know what it's like to sit down across from someone who is struggling with severe depression, and talk to them about some of the stuff that they're recommending. So, you know, the advice that I give in the book, the recommendations that I give in the book are things that, you know, I've obviously benefited from in my personal life. They're evidence-based, and they're also things that I talk with my patients about. And they, you know, have consistently reported that these self-care strategies are so beneficial to helping them live optimally.
Yeah, there's a million miles between me talking about how somebody can get better at their mental health, and then you, who's actually through your clinical practice, sat down with somebody who is just mired in an issue and then helped them through it. So,
well, listen, and you talking about it is, I mean, it's so beautiful. It's so great. And, you know, we need more of that. We need more people like you who will share these types of messages with as many people as possible. I just cannot speak to the importance of that work.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.
And it strikes me, it strikes me that we're in a place where it is a crisis, and it's getting worse and worse and worse, and it's going to continue to get worse before it gets better. That's just my perception of it. I'd like to get your take on that. And a lot of it is just because of technology. And as we crawl or get pulled deeper into different verses, be they metaverses or whatever other kind of verses, that we're going to need to be way more aware of this.
Well, I think when it comes to technology, it's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, technology has a lot of benefits. Social media has a lot of benefits when it comes to mental health. And I think it's important that we just, you know, we're using it appropriately. We're knowing how to distinguish fact from fiction. We're learning how to determine which information we actually are going to utilize when it comes to mental health. But I mean, again, you have to consider over 120 suicides on average every single day in the United States. I mean, 40 million people struggling from anxiety, depression is not that far behind. You know, if someone can get on social media and, you know, see a psychiatrist giving strategies for how to work through that. If someone can listen to a podcast and be pointed towards a book that might help them, you know, if someone can get onto Men's Health Magazine's Instagram account, where every Friday I'm on there with my co-host Drew Ramsey. We're interviewing some guy about his personal mental health routine. I mean, it can offer so much hope and encouragement and motivation for people to get better. And I think that we just have to keep in mind that there's a right way to use it. If we do that, I think people can benefit from it.
Well said. It's a nice nuanced answer instead of me just hitting over people over the head with good or bad. So I'd love to hear about your, if it's just a daily routine or your self-care routine, and how you fit, obviously, as a writer, somebody who writes consistently for Men's Health, but then a book is a whole different animal. So we'd love to hear about how that all fit in.
You know, I love that question. It's a question I haven't been asked a lot, surprisingly. What's interesting is yesterday I was talking to one of my editors, and I was just looking at my calendar for the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's also the month before my book launches. And I'm like, oh, my schedule is just insane. It's insane. What am I going to do? And that's why I have to remind myself to continue to practice what I preach, right? And it's something that I'll tell you, like, even experts like me have to remind ourselves that these self-care strategies are important. They're very important. And so what I do is I try to move my body every single day. And so the American Psychiatric Association doesn't have recommendations, specific recommendations for exercise for mental health, but the European Psychiatric Association does. And I wouldn't be surprised if we followed suit here in the United States, you know, in short order. And that's 150 minutes of moderate activity exercise a week. Some more recent evidence has shown that, you know, as long as you're moving your body, even just a little bit, even if it's less than that, it can have benefits for your mental health. Connection is really, really important. So when I talk about spirituality in the book, I'm not only talking about religion. It's just one manifestation of spirituality. It's important to note, but it's connecting with your internal self through meditation. I try to meditate as much as I can, right? Connecting with family, connecting with friends, altruism, selfless service, right? I pay attention to what I eat, right? And that doesn't mean that, you know, we have to go totally Mediterranean, but Mediterranean-ish, I think, is a good place to start for most of us. And, you know, that might mean just, you know, adding some, you know, more fish to your diet. Tons of evidence has shown that oily fish, salmon, mackerel, tuna can help with inflammation. So again, I could go on and on. The point here is that you don't have to revamp your life all at once, right? There are five self-care strategies, self-care pillars for mental health outlined in the book. Start where you can. Maybe that means focusing on breath work for a week or sleep for a couple of weeks, and then take it from there, because a little bit goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's a key to so many things, is just got to get started with it and then take small bites, because right. I can't do it all at once, but, and those little things add up, which sounds trite, but it's just so true. So, totally. And, do you have a practice of writing every day, whether you need to or not, or how does that work? How does your writing work?
So writing, you know, I consider myself as much a writer as a doctor. I mean, writing is something that I absolutely have to do. And I would say, you know, sitting down to formally write an article or a book chapter is not something that I do every day, but I am writing in some form, even if it means scribbling in my Moleskin notebook. Mm-hmm. I think any writer will tell you it's just part of who we are, and it's something that we have to do.
Yeah. Do you find that that's is writing or journaling an exercise that you have seen to improve mental health?
Totally. Totally. I mean, I think it just depends on who you are. Right. And so for some people it's music, it's writing a song or a piece, right. For others, it might mean painting. You know, these things can be mindfulness based, activities that really bring you in the moment, allow you to experience that full conscious awareness for what you're doing. And I think that it's important, to realize that, you know, just because, you know, I write, I enjoy writing, doesn't mean that the listeners have to sit down and start journaling if that's not what does it for them. I think if we can all get fired up about the journey of self-discovery, learning what makes us tick and what really gets us fired up and what helps us find that, that state of calm and tranquility and purpose, then I think we'll all be better off.
Amen. Well, Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you? And where can they get a copy of The Self-Healing Mind?
So anyone can visit my website at gregoryscottbrown.com to learn more about my work. There's also a link there to order the book or pre-order the book. And you could also follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Gregory S. Brown, MD.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Dr. Brown your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to gregoryscottbrown.com and check out all the great things that he's working on. Pick up a copy of the book there and then find him on Twitter and Instagram at Gregory Scott Brown, MD.
Gregory S. Brown, MD.
Gregory S. Brown, MD. That's also in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Dr. Brown.
Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, as we are all in this together.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.